This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Medical research is a notable part of the Birmingham economy, and more funding for potential breakthroughs is coming from private dollars. That can open up ethical questions. We start the conversation there in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, explain this increased role for private money in medical research.
Traditionally, National Institutes of Health funding has been like a critical part of research funding, both here in Birmingham at UAB and Southern Research and places, and really across the nation. But over the past, I'd say, decade, that funding has really been on the decline. Private sector money is becoming much more important, both here in Birmingham and around the country.
Well, with that increase in private money, what are the ethical concerns that come along with it?
That's something that the federal government has tried to address with a new open payments database, where basically if your physician gets funds from a drug company, whether it's for a study, for a consulting fee, a speaking engagement, they've put that information out there online to really let people wade in through. That's been pretty well received among the healthcare community. They think it's good for transparency. It's good to kind of alleviate any ethical concerns, whether you're thinking, my physician gets money from Pfizer, I wonder if they're prescribing me Pfizer medication for that reason. That being said, the community is also kind of concerned about the way the data is being presented because it also often creates some confusion.
What is that confusion? UAB, for instance, say that that it can be misleading.
That's exactly right. There's a good case at UAB with a physician who received hundreds of thousands of dollars from a company, or at least that's what the database says. It has his name, $300,000 from Pfizer. If you actually look into the matter, he didn't actually get that money. He's just a primary researcher. UAB got those funds for research on a drug that wasn't even a Pfizer drug, but he's yet listed and kind of tied to Pfizer in that context. So that they're just saying the way the data is presented, they would like to see it kind of improved and maybe provide a little bit more of opportunity to explain where some of those payments coming from and really kind of alleviate those concerns. What the situation has done has really forced UAB, other providers, to really come up with these detailed plans of how they're going to ensure compliance, how they're going to ensure transparency and ethical guidelines. And UAB has gotten really high marks for that.
Well, followers of technology or entertainment are probably familiar with Austin, Texas's South by Southwest Festival. It's a national showcase for creative thinkers in the tech industry. Organizers in Birmingham hope to do the same sort of thing here with an event this summer. What is planned?
Well, there's obviously the SLOS Music and Arts Festival that's coming up in the summer. It's growing in popularity, very, very popular event. But if you look at Austin and what they've done with South by Southwest, that started out as a kind of cultural and music and arts festival also, and it's grown into become a big business and technology event. So the local tech community is trying to do the same thing with SLOS Fest, and they've started a new event called SLOS Tech that's going to kind of be the lead up to that and hope to draw some tech industry people to Birmingham, really raise the profile of the local tech scene, and hopefully eventually maybe get some of that same type of energy that you see around South by Southwest, where it's something that the tech community feels they have to go to.
Long term, what is it that organizers are looking for with this SLOS Tech?
Long term, it's really the image and perception of Birmingham. The technology world right now is extremely competitive, and having an image or being branded as a place where that's a good place for tech is very, very important. Events like this that can kind of get people to the town to see what we have here are really important, and that goes along with kind of driving that image. So I think the ultimate end game is get as many people from the technology industry, from company executives to just workers who might come here and work and be part of that kind of tech ecosystem here, get them here so they can see what we have to offer and hopefully keep a few of them around.
Well, finally, employers are trying to figure out how to deal with new rules from the Department of Labor which pertain to overtime pay. The new rules go into effect in December and make anyone earning less than about $47,000 a year eligible for overtime. And Ty, what reaction do you hear from employers on this?
They're kind of concerned, frankly. I mean, if you look at the overtime rules, there's been a lot of new regulations that have come down the pipe in recent years, whether it's the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and different other regulations that already have created a lot of burdens for employers. This is just going to add to that. I mean, there's a lot of companies out there kind of in the mid-level that are going to be in place, basically people with entry-level managers, particularly in Birmingham in the hospitality and retail industry. So that has employers really concerned. Not just about the potential costs, which most experts say they're probably not going to end up paying more money. They're just going to kind of do kind of a revenue neutral solution to this, where they'll just either reduce hours, possibly even raise pay to kind of alleviate where they won't have to pay overtime. But they are concerned about employer morale, because the last time they adjusted this, a lot of employees who felt they had kind of white collar managerial jobs all of a sudden had to start punching a time clock. And they felt that that kind of hurt morale at a lot of companies because they went from feeling like they had this white-collar job to a blue-collar job. They felt like it was almost a demotion, even though the law was initially designed to kind of protect them and help prevent them from working unpaid overtime.
Well, perhaps this piggybacks on that. What does this mean for employees? Good times, more pay?
Probably not. They said that you're probably either going to see your hours reduced so you don't get overtime. You're probably going to have to try to get more work done in that 40 hours. A few people who are maybe on the brink, if you're making around $44,000, $45,000, you might definitely see an uptick. But for most employees, probably not going to be a big impact from what we're hearing.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot.